You will see your body transforming. You'll see your motivation and your mood transforming. I don't think there's anything more powerful than nutrition in this world. Nutrition is energy. Nutrition is brain health. Nutrition is motivation. Nutrition is mood. And so if you can change your nutrition, you can rapidly change the state of your gut, the state of your hormones, and the way you feel on a daily basis. Friends, welcome to another episode of Save Yourself with Dr. Amy Shah. I am so excited for you to be here. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your interest. Today, we're going to be talking about the perimenopause plate. So it's exactly what it sounds like when you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond. You want to be eating differently than you might have eaten in your teens and 20s. Now, this is not for everyone. Some people have always eaten this way, but this is going to benefit you whether you're in perimenopause or not, but especially if you're in perimenopause, because if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, your gut is going through a lot of changes. Your hormones are going through a lot of changes. And you know that hormones and the gut and the immune system and the brain are all intimately connected. And so when you are eating for gut health and hormone health and brain health, not only will you have a smoother transition, you'll have less symptoms, you might even feel better, more focused, happier, more productive, and more motivated than ever before. And that's my hope for you. So welcome to the perimenopause plate. We're going to get started in a few minutes. I wanted to first thank my sponsor, my main sponsor right now, which is, I'm so lucky to have them, is Trulene. Trulene has a wellness shot. The wellness shot is delicious concoction of turmeric and ginger and black pepper, and it's spicy and it's a little sweet. It's delicious. It's their bestseller, and for good reason. I love it. And they are offering 50% off. If you go to trulene.com, you can get 50% off their wellness shot by using the code DRSHAH50, D-R-S-H-A-H 50. I want to thank Trulene for believing in this podcast, for being a part of it. It's truly a part of my routine and I love it. So thank you. Thank you for this. Another thing I wanted to announce is that the chai protein is out. So you may know about the chai that I've made a few years ago. I made it because I was looking for a chai that has spices like cinnamon and cardamom and nutmeg and all these healthy things that aren't going to contain lots of sugar or dairy. Made a coconut milk version with stevia. There's also an unsweetened version that doesn't have any sweetener at all. And you can just add honey if you'd like, or your own sweetener if you'd like. It is a really great way to get all those spices into your day. It's also a really great afternoon treat if you're looking for something to curb those sugar cravings. That's really what I use it for. Just add hot water and you have it right there. So it's a great thing to travel with. We're coming out with the travel packs. It may be out already when you're seeing this. So the chai protein has 20 grams of protein, 100 calories. It's delicious. We had it at our chai party about a month and a half ago, and it was such a hit. It was gone within minutes of it coming out because we had limited supply and everybody loved it so much. So I'm excited for you to try it. That's at amymdwellness.com. All right, let's get into it. So what is a perimenopause plate and why do I even call it the perimenopause plate? As you move through your 30s, your 40s, your 50s and beyond, your gut bacteria changes, your gut health changes. So along with the changes in your ovaries, you know, you're making less hormone, your brain changes, you're also changing how you digest food. One of the main symptoms in perimenopause is bloating, is difficulty digesting things, is weight gain, is fatigue, all of these things that can be improved by the diet that you eat. We know that our gut bacteria depends on estrogen and progesterone to flourish. And so as that goes down during perimenopause, we're going to have less bacteria. So what we want to do is really pump up the gut bacteria, make them healthy, and use what we have so that we can be healthier and happier. So the basis of the perimenopausal plate is really to bulk up that gut bacteria, to improve the micronutrients that you're consuming, to have more protein so that you can have less cravings and really counteract that muscle mass loss that happens during perimenopause and menopause. I don't know if you know this, but you lose 1-3% of your muscle mass every decade until you hit perimenopause. And then it goes to 1-3% per year. And part of the reason people gain weight and look different, like the body composition changes, you'll notice that people say, oh, I'm starting to have a lot more fat around the midsection. Your arms look more flabby, or, you know, the change, the shape of your body is changing. It's because you're losing muscle mass, and muscle is very metabolically active. And when you have less muscle, you're going to effectively slow your metabolism and also change the shape of your body. You want to counteract this. It is possible to counteract this by eating more protein, by working out more, lifting more weights, heavy weights. So I was talking to Dr. Vonda Wright the other day, and she was saying, lift so heavy that you can only do 4-6 reps. I mean, that is a lot heavier than a lot of you are used to. And you want to supplement with adequate protein. And we talked about this in our podcast. You should listen to that one too. We are talking about 0.8 to 1 gram of protein per ideal body weight for this group of women who are trying to preserve their muscle mass and also to block cravings and to improve their metabolic health. So you really want to get adequate protein. So to build the perimenopausal plate, it's exactly what I'm talking about. We're going to put the three P's. So first P is protein. The second P is plants. So that's your leafy greens, that's your vegetables, fruits, okay, plants. The more plants you're eating, the better it's going to be. And the third part of this plate is your probiotics. So I don't mean probiotics pills, by the way. I mean probiotic foods. So you can either do fermented dairy, like a probiotic yogurt or a cottage cheese kefir, or you can do probiotic vegetables like kimchi, sauerkraut. There's a number of different types of probiotic vegetables that you can get. It can also mean something like a raw apple cider vinegar. That's also something that can be considered probiotic. So you want to have these three things in your plate. Now, you might be saying to me, well, what about, you know, beans and all those things that are part protein and part carbs? So yes, you want that because it has fiber and it has protein. So it kind of fits in that scenario. We can use multiple different types of protein. So I wanted to go through with you a nutrition starter pack that we have created for our clients and that we've been starting to do because, listen, everybody's different. So creating this kind of nutrition guide for you may be different than someone who has different goals, right? So we ask about 5 questions, pretty simple. It's a questionnaire, and you can get a custom nutrition starter guide. Now, of course, I have to say this because I'm a doctor. However, this is not medical information. This does not trump what your doctor has told you. This does not trump anything you know about your body. Like, if you can't tolerate beans, do not eat them. If you have an allergy to a certain item in this list, obviously do not eat that. If you don't have a good reaction with certain foods, stop eating that. So that being said, I wanted to go through with you a sample of a perimenopausal client that we have and what I gave her as her custom nutrition starter pack. And this goes with the theory of protein, produce, and probiotic food. So every time you're making a meal, you should be thinking, okay, what is the protein? What is the plant or produce? And third, what is a probiotic food? What did I put on the plate? So first we start out in the custom nutrition starter pack. You'll get an email with a PDF, okay? And when you open the PDF, there's a picture of a salad, a beautiful salad, a note from me. And then we get into the lifestyle recommendations because diet is not in a silo by itself. We have to tell you what to do outside of the diet. So we talk about steps. Big believer in getting a lot of movement in the day. I think you've probably heard me saying this, but part of the reason women gain weight during perimenopause is that when they looked at how much movement they were doing in their day, it was generally less than before. Now, this doesn't mean you go and do high intensity classes. I'm talking about movement like walking. Generally more active. So you want to be active. So first thing I have written down here is I want you to get regular movement. If you're someone who gets 8,000 steps a day, push it up to 10,000 or 12,000 a day. If you're someone who gets 4,000 steps a day, you want to push it up to 6 to 8,000. This is how you're really going to see changes in your body composition. I highly, highly recommend as many greens and as many vegetables as possible, because that's a gut health secret. That fiber is food for your gut bacteria. Okay. Then we talk about 2 to 4 servings of probiotic foods. So these are fermented foods, like I mentioned, the yogurt, the probiotic cottage cheese, the kimchi, the sauerkraut, the apple cider vinegar. Remember, if you're having kombucha, you should have one that has 8 grams of sugar or less per serving. You want to eat a wide variety of vegetables. So we know that 30 different types of plants is what's recommended for the most diverse gut. Now, it sounds overwhelming. 30 different types of plants. I mean, how do you even get that in a week, right? 30 different types of plants in a week. But that includes seeds and nuts and spices. So if you think about it that way, you can probably get, you know, 10 different spices, 10 different seeds and nuts, and then 10 different vegetables in your week. And that would be the ideal scenario for your gut health. So I talk about that. I say we should be adding spices to everything. And then it goes into the meal plan. So for this particular person, we picked 100 grams of protein, 140 grams of carbs, and 50 grams of fat. And this was based on their weight goals, their lifestyle goals, their age, and some of the other information that we asked here, okay? We wanted her to walk 10 to 12,000 steps a day based on, you know, what your activity level starts with. So start with whatever it is that is your baseline and add 2,000 to that. You'll need a pedometer or an Apple Watch or some kind of device to track your steps. Now, if you don't want to walk, but you love to swim, dance, bike, every 10 minutes of moderate to high intensity activity, you can take off 1,500 steps from your daily step total. So this can be really great for people who just want to dance for fun, you know, and they don't want to necessarily walk that many steps. So here are some of the options that we've given her to break the fast. And I call it break the fast because I always want you to circadian fast. So that means 12 to 14 hours for newbies to fast overnight. So if you finish dinner at 7 p.m., don't eat again till 9 a.m. If you finish dinner at 6 p.m., don't eat again till 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m. So 12 to 14 hours. So number one, the option one, was a scoop of protein, a half cup berries, a half cup of baby spinach, a half cup of kefir or yogurt, and you add water and a scoop of ice and blend it. It's your protein berry smoothie. And this is a great one. If you're on the go and you want your fermented food, which is the kefir, you want your protein, which is a protein powder, you want to get your fiber with the spinach and the berries, this is just all in one, ready to go. Okay, you can add some nuts and seeds to it if you want to make it even healthier. Then option two, we have a egg white omelet with veggies and a medium fruit. And you can have that with mushrooms, onions, peppers, and you can have that with a side of cottage cheese. Then we have a tofu scramble with the onion, black beans, and some olive or avocado oil. Or we have another option, which is liquid egg whites with quick oats, nut butter, and a medium fruit. We have another option with yogurt, berries, and nuts. We have another option with cottage cheese, avocado toast. And there's a whole recipe section for the ones that you can look up. And then we have a protein chai option that you can have with any of these things to add some protein punch to it. Then we have some lunch ideas. The lunch ideas, we tell you how many grams of, say you do a falafel salad, how many grams of falafel, how much of a leafy green salad. So in this case, it's 200 grams of falafel, 1 leafy green salad, 1 cup of mixed veggies, and 1 teaspoon vinaigrette. And it gives you, we basically go through all the different 7 different options. One is a Chipotle bowl with grilled protein. So you can even do a fast food meal. Then we have meal 3, which is dinner options. I'll give you an example. One is a lean meat. So you could do 6 ounces of grilled chicken or tofu, leafy green salad or mixed veggies, and 2 tablespoons of olive oil and lots of spices. This is a delicious, easy, fast recipe. And then we have lots of other recipes with a link. There's a cottage cheese pizza bowl, which is really cool. And then your last meal is a dessert. So you want to have, 2 squares of chocolate or 100 grams of berries. And we just talk about all the different options for snacks as well. I always recommend 2.5 liters approximately of water or more. We talk about the spices and the condiments that I prefer that are healthy for you. And then we talk about the different types of vegetable choices that you could be doing, the different types of supplements that you could be using. And then we talk about the recipes that you could have for this. So remember that when you're building the plate, the basic tenets are these 3 P's, the protein, the probiotic foods, and the plants. And the reason why is that the protein feeds the gut, the probiotic foods feeds the gut, and the plants feed the gut. Plants are, any kind of leafy green, any kind of vegetable, any kind of fruit. This is real food. It's food for your gut bacteria. Remember that ultra processed food, food that can never be recreated in the kitchen. It is the worst food that you could be eating for your gut health and also for your brain health. Those people who ate the most ultra-processed food had the highest number of mental health days. So half the reason that this meal plan works is that it's taking you away from the typical ultra-processed meals that a lot of us are having. These are the frozen foods, the fast foods, the drive-throughs, and it moves you towards a very simple, homemade, high protein, high fiber, high probiotic food diet. So whether or not you sign up for the sample nutritional plan, or if you just are listening to this, you can build it yourself. You don't need to order the custom starter pack if you don't want to. You can just listen to this episode and build your own diet with all the information that we gave you. Just adjust it to your taste, adjust it to your needs. So what I would do is start with a couple of breakfasts, maybe 2 breakfasts that you really love. So maybe it's a tofu or egg scramble with veggies and black beans and cottage cheese on the side. Maybe the second one is a yogurt parfait with berries or a protein shake as a third option. And then you pick a lunch that you love. And then you pick maybe 2 or 3 dinners that you love. You don't have to have 7 like we just, have in this starter pack. And you rinse and repeat every single day. I often eat the same foods. MyFitnessPal, the free app, has an area where it's like the saved meals section. So what I do is when I make a meal, I'll save it or I'll save the ingredients in it. So the next day, if I'm making the same thing, it's already a favorite. It's already something that was a recent food. So I just have to add it in. It's super quick. If you've ever used MyFitnessPal, you'll understand what I mean. It's when you input something, it remembers it. So you can input the same thing the next day, makes it very easy to be able to track everything. So when we do the custom nutrition starter pack, we actually put all the grams of protein and carbs and fat in there for you so that you can really know what you're eating. And it's an easy way to get started with cooking at home if you're someone who hasn't cooked at home in a long time. So what's the point of the perimenopausal plate? The point is that you can get better. You can look better. You can grow your brain. You can support your hormones through food. We know that not only is nutrition is medicine, we also now know that nutrition is energy. Nutrition is brain health. Nutrition is motivation. Nutrition is mood. And so if you can change your nutrition, you can rapidly change the state of your gut, the state of your hormones, and the way you feel on a daily basis. So I hope you found value in this. And I hope at least, if nothing else, you do the 3 P's when you're making your next meal. I am always someone who is thinking about the 3 P's when I'm making my meals. So I wanted to share it with you. You may see me kind of taking a forkful of sauerkraut in the morning because I always know that I need to take my probiotic foods. I need to support myself with more protein. It's really hard to do it, but if you do it, you are going to notice a difference. you know, gut health changes within 3 days for many people and within 2 weeks for everyone else. So you will see changes in your body. You will see changes in your energy levels, in your motivation. And, you know, you can always adjust things based on your preferences. It's not going to be easy. I'll tell you, it takes a couple of weeks in the beginning just to get used to it. But once you do, you will see your body transforming. You'll see your motivation and your mood transforming. I don't think there's anything more powerful than nutrition in this world. So I wanted to thank you for listening today. I wanted to thank you for being here. I have so much appreciation for you. I hope you'll check this out and share this with your friends. Thank you for your reviews, your comments, and being here every week. I appreciate you.